All right, Woody, thank you. As we welcome everybody that's up, either really happy or not so happy, whether you're a UM fan or a Miami Dolphin fan, it's that was tough to watch yesterday. Dolphins getting shut out in the second half. Dolphins have now scored, remember we scored 70 points in that one game against Denver last year? We've scored in six games 70 points. I would have never, no matter what happened with Tua, never believed that the Dolphins or anybody in the NFL through six games could only score 70 points. Shut out. I don't know how many halves they've been shut out now. Shut out second half by the 30th defense in the NFL. So I'll tell you what I heard yesterday when I was up there. I heard Tua's coming back. We'll be fine. Everybody's excited. He's coming back. So I was like, yeah, we are going to be better. And this should be good news for the guys on the outside. It should be. To get more than one catch each. It should be. But I don't know if it's fair to just all of a sudden say Tua back in the lineup. And we're going to start scoring 25 points a game. Now, I don't know. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not so sure when I look at this whole roster, and some of you have told me this, like, I don't know. Some of the writers said, I don't know about this roster. There's just too many holes in it. There's too many holes in it. I'm not sure how, you've got to be smart when you give players a lot of money, and we did. We dished out a lot of money to four players. We dished out a lot of money. And we're either not using them a lot, okay, or what we've done with other players on the team are like, Javon Holland didn't play yesterday with a broken hand. How do you think he felt when they're dishing out all that money? Now, I'm not saying he's putting up like all pro safety numbers when you look at picks and all the numbers and that you need to be considered elite, even though I know Pro Football Focus always gives him pretty good grades. But I don't know. I don't know if they've tried to keep him or not, but I'm guessing he wasn't real excited when they were dishing out money and he didn't get what he thought he was worth. Now, I know you can't pay everybody. And I know the Miami Dolphins have certain positions that they think are important and certain positions they don't, by the way they draft as well as by the way they pay. It's pretty obvious, right? It's pretty obvious. If you are good at a position they don't pay, you become a free agent and you're gone. So that's what we've seen. But we went out and we paid two wide receivers a lot of effing money. In the offseason, a lot. Two of the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL. So I went, okay, man, that's a strong statement right there. We want you to be here a while, and we want more of what we saw last year. And here's the money to show you how good we think. A guy we drafted in the first round and a guy that's maybe the most explosive player coming off maybe the best player in the game a year ago. And saying all that, one catch for each guy yesterday. Now, they did try. There was some stuff set up for guys to get the ball. But it is hard for me to understand if it's too deep or somebody's in the middle and there's a safety that locks on to whoever might be running the deep pattern. It's hard for me to believe that you can't, in the pass tree, find certain ways. If you really believe, by the way you paid them, that they really are two of the best at what they do, that you'd allow both guys. You can take maybe, you can slow down one guy, but both guys, I don't care, Woody, if you were starting a quarterback, never thought I'd see a game where Tyreek and Jalen Waddle would have two total catches. Unbelievable.
Well, the problem, Joe, the lack of vision by the Dolphins front office to not think that Tua had a chance to go down is just insane. To go, I mean, I don't know what they think of Skylar Thompson. obviously not much because they let him play one game, and he's basically, I mean, I assume he's not going to be on the team anymore.
I don't know if you believe everything you're told, but he didn't even throw yesterday. I don't know if he's allowed to as a third quarterback. Maybe he's not allowed to.
I can't imagine he's ever going to be in the rotation again.
Well, he might have to be. You guys keep dropping. He might be like, hey, you're all we got. But I'm guessing they look at Skylar Thompson differently right now than they did when they were getting ready for that Seattle game going, hey. Yeah.
I mean, I get there's a drop-off, but my God, man.
It is the biggest mistake they made.
Yes.
They did not evaluate.
And then you pair that with
and I got other guys going, and I can't argue with you guys that are like, draft a quarterback every year. Draft a young guy and develop a third guy.
They need to use their first-round pick this year on drafting a quarterback. I think that's becoming more and more obvious here. But the other part of that is, like, obviously it's a failure from the front office, but it's also a failure by Mike and the coaching staff that they can't, you know, patch this thing up just a little bit. Right? I mean, Tyreek doesn't have a catch in that game if he didn't get one on, what was it, the last drive? I think is when he got his little 8-yard catch.
I don't even remember where it was.
I think it was on the last drive of the game. But, like, either way, to not have those guys involved whatsoever is...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a massive failure by the coaching staff.
We're using them like a fifth wide receiver.
And you didn't have a short week here, Joe.
By the way,
a damn bye week.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Why don't they just throw him off the team at this point?
I don't know
what he doing here.
Well, he puts on a great show in warm-ups because he likes to one-hand everything and try to do catches where the people that get there early to watch the players warm up, he likes to try to make those fancy catches. And I'm thinking, I don't know, Odell, maybe you ought to try just catching him with two hands and you can do that other stuff when you're at practice, after practice, go and goof around with the...
I'm not sure what purpose he serves here, Joe. Unless he's a great leader in the locker room or something, which I'm guessing is probably not the case, but I'm not sure what purpose he serves.
Well, we went all in on him. It's a bad look. They went all in on him to be the third receiver. And by the way, I got hook marks in my lip right now because they hooked me in on it too. We're getting Odell.
You did say that he would.
I did. Oh, my God. I thought I put numbers up for him. Can I take him back?
I think you said 500 yards.
I did say 500 yards. Now I'm wondering if it's like five catches. Now I'm wondering.
5 yards would be a big game for him.
It's
five more than he had yesterday.
I deserve this.
It's okay, bro. Everyone was wrong. Everyone was wrong about every aspect of this team, to be honest with you.
You know,
I don't think anyone had him at 2-4.
Our Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle's numbers. I'm like everybody else. Like, what do you expect? I get this at the hotel from all the fans. A lot of fans come to the games. And so they like to come to the hotel and they go, Joe, what do you think? I told them before, getting on the bus and they're waiting around the buses. I go, Joe, what do you think? I go, I have no idea. That's as honest as I can be. Because we get the drive right off, we score, and I go, hey, we got something figured out. They're sticking with that run game. Little Jonnu Smith, we get some more guys involved, but I like what's going on. And little did I know that would be it in the touchdown category. It's hard to do.
I got to tell you, man, the Dolphins have some awesome fans. They really do. I mean, these people just get crapped on and keep coming back for more. They got great fans.
They've I've met over the last couple years, especially on the cruise and these fan events that I do. I've met a lot of couples in their 40s and 50s and 60s, father, son, husband, wife, sometimes the whole family. I met a family came in from somewhere really nice at the hotel and I talked to them. And, you know, besides all the things, they tell you how long they've been a Dolphin fan, they'll say, what do you think? Like, it's the Colts. And I go, we got a chance, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say, I just feel like we're going to beat them by 20 today. But one thing I didn't see coming yesterday, I thought we'd run the ball pretty well because the Colts weren't very good, run defense not very good. The one thing that surprised me is those two wide receivers. I mean, I never thought they'd have a game. And again,
it was, come on. Well, it was possible.
One catch each?
Yeah. There's no, look, man, there's no creativity in this offense anymore. I don't know what they're doing over there. But they had 2 weeks to get ready for this thing.
I don't know.
And with that being said, too, by the way, if your running backs don't fumble, you probably win that game.
Yes. You keep running. They're running for a lot. I tell you what, the run blocking by the offensive line, and I know today's not the day, but Alec Ingold and Julian Hill were, I don't know if they were showing the blocks on TV, were just killing people's lead blockers yesterday. Just blocking their butts off. Not real popular when you score a touchdown. That, you know,
you still can't turn the ball over, though.
No,
man.
Can't do
it. Ingold and Mostert, right?
Yep.
I mean,
you're starting running back and fullback, and honestly, that's the number one killer, right? Take care of the ball in that one.
Turnovers, yeah.
Turnovers.
You're big on that.
Yeah. Takeaway, turnover, yeah, that stuff.
Anyway. Never good.
Never good. Never good. We got to go to break here on a Monday morning. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Oh, boy. Man, I got to tell you, those punch you right in the gut. I did. I wanted to just get off the plane and
they have good food at the game, at least? Anything like that or no?
I didn't eat it. Mm. I don't usually eat, except the clam chowder in New England. I don't eat a lot of the food.
By the way, someone asked, where's 7-0 Bo? I heard you guys, Bo was talking about the helmet thing. How did you got him going on that yesterday, man? Driving around listening to you guys. You got him going on the stupid
He goes, hey, I don't know if everybody's noticed, but A-Chan's got...
yeah. What do you call him, a marshmallow head?
He's got that thing, and Bo hates it. So yeah. Jimmy doesn't know that Bo's not a fan.
Uh-huh.
And so they got going, and I was like, hey, yeah. And he goes, I don't want to get into this whole thing.
Good job by you by poking him a little bit, though.
You got to poke the big fellow over there. By the way, there's another guy on the I take these losses. He's down there, and I just think it's – you're not the only one getting punched in the gut if you're living every snap right now with the Miami Dolphins. But I got to tell you, man, that show on Saturday put me in a good mood, man. That show on Saturday, you know, most of the game I was on the plane, so I didn't get to see it. But, man, as soon as I got back there, highlights, wow. Just they're fun to watch. They're fun to watch. Can they keep doing this? With a leaky defense and even special teams. They had some plays that usually, those could be the kiss of a loss. Not kiss of death, but kiss of a loss. Right? You give up a special teams 100-yard return. You fumble, give somebody a short field, which the Dolphins did that too. And then on top of it, a fake punt, 4th and 7. Guy runs for all the yards he needed to get a first down and go down score. And you overcome all that because your offense goes, doesn't matter. We're the $1 million insurance plan right here. Actually, $1.5 million insurance plan right here.
So apparently I alarmed you with the text that I sent you that you got when you got off the plane. But yeah, they tried to throw the ball once late. And then, you know, after that, they said, all right, let's just pound the ball. And the run game got going. That's the way you put games away, though, man.
Yes, that Damian Martinez run.
That was a mean-spirited run.
That was, and by the way, because now all those girls offensive linemen know,
yeah,
they know that he didn't go down. The big fellas get behind him and start pushing him, man. He's getting all that extra horsepower on his backside there and just pushing him. Just beautiful. All right, we really got to go to break now. Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, it's a problem, and I don't want it to be a problem for you. I want to let you know that Atlantic Men's Clinic works. Man, 7 months ago, I went in there, full-blown ED and low T, and I've known about it for a long time, and I'm like, oh, boy, what do I do? And you can tell your energy level. People ask me, well, how'd you know? I go, well, I could tell, like, I was tired when I got out here. I could keep my eyes awake getting home from Dade to Broward. I go play tennis, and I was tired, or I was making excuses. I didn't even want to play because I just had no energy and just didn't feel competitive like I usually do. Just everything, man. I was tired. I took a physical. I thought, man, it's got to be something else. Something's going on. The big one. But I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, my sex drive was just completely gone. My wife was making excuses for me on Friday and Saturday. No, don't worry, honey. It's not you. Yeah, it's me. I got a problem. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Boy, I'll tell you what, the results are fantastic. This is what they do. Atlantic Men's Clinic knocks out ED and low T. And if you're going through it and you don't know where to turn to, I want you to call Atlantic Men's Clinic and go down there, set up an appointment, and go down and meet with their professionals, get all your testing done, and then you decide if you want to get on a program or not. I think you will, because you're going to get great results. Energy level, fantastic. Sex drive, even better. And I got to tell you, it's important to me. I'm guessing it's still important to a lot of guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s out there. Let Atlantic Men's Clinic. It works, man. I got my hand up. I swear to you, it works like nobody's business. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Learn more and set up that appointment today. All right, welcome back. Everybody in the building is either talking about the Dolphins and no offense, or they're talking about Taylor Swift this morning. Just, we have seven radio stations here in North Miami, and so it's really interesting to hear. So I didn't know about the whole bracelet thing. Am I like, I mean, I know now because I saw my daughters and my wife getting all getting ready to go to the concert, you know, and so I see Goldie. Goldie's got bracelets. Let's go home, baby. Bracelets. Taylor Swift bracelets.
Did he go to the show?
Yeah.
Does he have a daughter?
He went with his wife. They just
really
went as, he's a Swiftie. He said he's a Swiftie.
Okay. It's fair.
No, listen, man. Let me tell you something. In all honesty, because I like some of her stuff I hear, and I go, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's not.
In all honesty, I'm waiting for it. What's the punchline?
Anybody here that performs on time for 3.5 hours, that you don't have to wait an hour because they just decide they want to sit back and hang out with their friends for a little bit longer before they do it and figure you can't go anywhere. So disrespectful. That she shows up and then she gives you a show. I got a little respect for that.
I'm sure the Taylor Swift fans are thrilled that you.
No.
I respect this morning.
No, because everybody's talking about Saint. But I wanted to get get a shot at Goldie in there. Is really the thing.
That's
Goldie.
Great. Maybe you can trade bracelets with him next.
I don't have any.
I'll get you one.
I don't have them.
I went to a store and made about 10 of them the other day. So. Yeah.
Hey.
But I don't know, man. All I hear is it's the best concert in the history of concerts. That's all I hear. So.
You can only go by your own experience, right?
I didn't go.
No, by your own, like your wife and my wife.
She said it was the best thing ever. She got home at 3 a.m.
My two daughters said it was the best thing they've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they go to a lot of concerts.
Yep.
They go to a lot of concerts. It's so anyway, it's all right. I just thought that's what you and I are laughing. They're still out there talking about it because some of the people here went last night.
Yeah.
Last
one.
Brady
made it. Brady made it out
not
there.
A lot of people. Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong. You go and want to take your friends. I'm guessing all those suites were sold. Think she had an empty suite?
I would think.
For a different level of money?
it's crazy, man. People are fighting over those tickets. That was tough.
And somebody has a suite, and they go, hey, we got a couple. Love to invite you to come. Nobody's saying no to that night. Jeez, you're going to be there. Hey, so anyway, we've got, isn't it weird? We got Florida State, Miami this week. And Florida State is so bad. I didn't realize they've only won one game.
Yeah.
Duke beat them. And Duke, the headline is Duke beats FSU for the first time. And I'm going first time in like 15, 20 years. Ever Duke beat them in football.
Wait, that was the first time ever?
Ever. Oh, they put in ever. Really. On it. Ever. Like, I thought Florida's getting better. By the way, you can say whatever. Florida's getting better and better and better and playing some of their young guys in there.
Which is just fine for the Hurricanes. It makes that win look a little better.
But I got to tell you, man, Florida State is not scoring. Now, I do believe Canes are going to get a damn good effort from. So a bunch of those guys that start, hell, they got four or five guys from American Heritage Plantation. One transferred from here to go up there, one or two, actually. But a lot of guys have transferred in, and they just haven't been able to play well. I don't even think that quarterback that they paid all the money to from Oregon State and Clemson, by way of Clemson, he's been a couple schools. Mm-hmm. Is he out?
Yes, he is.
Injured?
Yeah,
he
hurt his finger or something. He conveniently hurt his finger.
Wow.
Well, they didn't want to bench him because they paid him a bunch of money. Look, the only reason this game's going to be fun on Saturday is because they got a chance to beat those guys by 7 or 8 touchdowns.
I
work with a guy on the pregame show who dislikes FSU maybe more than anyone I know, Monroe, and he's just so excited at the fact that Miami might beat them by 60 or 70 points.
So we've seen this game when Florida State's really good and Miami's struggling. We've seen them through the years.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them both ways. And somehow, when Florida State had those really good teams with Winston, right? Really good.
I know.
And Miami played them tough right to the end. They had big leads at half. They had them late in the game. And Jameis Winston pulled them out.
I got you. And we've said this the last couple of weeks. Oh, I won't be surprised if these games are close.
You're exactly what Mario Cristobal is worried about.
Well, I don't think
you
that,
are. You're that guy.
I don't think his team is going to approach it in that sense. But, Joe, they should pound those guys. This should not be a close game. I don't know what is the spread, like 21 or something? It just shouldn't be close.
Due to the direct recruiting, those guys probably recruit as much against each other as any two schools. Would you agree?
Yes.
Through the years?
Mm-hmm.
That this guy is going to pull out and just be super aggressive. So my point I tried to make earlier this morning is, you can't stop Miami's offense. There's no weaknesses. They got an NFL offensive line. They got an NFL tight end. They've got really good receivers on the outside. You've got a batch of big, strong running backs, fast running backs, and you've got that guy that's a first-round quarterback. So now puts more pressure on your offense to be more aggressive, go for it, more trick plays like we saw South Florida do early in the game, and they were doing the double flip and, you know, back to the quarterback, or the quarterback's running out and he catches the ball down the sideline. And Miami's going to get a heavy dose of that this week. Go for it on fourth down again, the fake punt, fake field goal. Everything comes into play no matter where you are, because you're like, well, we might as well do that and we're going to have to do some four down stuff, because we give them the ball back, probably not going to be able to stop them because nobody else can. And what are you going to do? You got to worry against – are you more worried about stopping the run, or you want Cam Ward to sit back there in the pocket and throw 50-yard passes?
I wouldn't overthink this one, man. Like, FSU is really, really bad. So just – I think you're overthinking this one a little bit, but you look at
the schedule. Why would I think it? I've looked at their last three games. What else do you want me to look at?
So every Miami being in close games? Dude, those are good teams that Miami played. I don't think Virginia Tech or Louisville are pushover teams. Cal's clearly played some guys tough.
Cal, I don't know who they played this week, but did they just play Pittsburgh, or was that last week?
They played someone out there out west this week.
They've been playing everybody tough. Anyway, all right.
Folks,
here we are on a Monday morning. It's going to be a blowout. Florida State. Don't come down because Woody and a lot of people like Woody.
Oh, stop.
Can be a 50
you think it's going to be a dogfight? Come on. They better beat those guys and beat them good.
There you go. Now he changed. They better. You're beautiful. You are something else.
You're just ruined from watching the Dolphins for 4 hours on Sunday. You're a broken man. Travel to watch that garbage.
You know what? I have problems trusting people now. You're exactly right. And it's called trusting your team. And I have a problem. No matter what I think, or no matter how good I'm told it looks and this or that, and I go, I can't trust you. That when somebody in the Dolphins tells me, oh, man, hey, we got it, and I go, I can't trust you anymore. I've given out way too much bad ammunition to people. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about reverse mortgages. I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, not just reverse mortgages. Hey, I want to let you know I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his 35 years of experience. And I got to tell you, man, if you need it, you're getting ready to look for to buy a home or you found something you like and you need somebody to get you the best rates, fixed rates in the fives right now. By the way, Michael Kotze's got some special programs. Self-employed, and you've been declined by the banks, don't worry. He's got a program for you and a lot of other people that are just running up debt in their home. The HOA fees are going up, insurance rates, especially people in condos over on the water. I want to let you know, Michael Kotze, and by the way, this is amazing to me, but I guess it's normal. People that have that fixed income, you know, they know this is what I have. There's no more. This is what I have to live on. And all of a sudden, all these costs go up, so you're running your credit card debt up, which is not the answer, 28 to 29, 30% a month. It's just a killer. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress and get that credit card paid off. Reverse mortgages if you're 62 or older. One of the most popular mortgages we have here in South Florida for all my brothers and sisters in their 60s. Man, if you're 62 or older, you qualify. And it might be with all that equity you have in your home, might be perfect for you to get that equity out. You could really use it and at the same time have a place to live. I'm just telling you all these things Michael Kotze's doing right now, but bottom line is go check him out on Google Reviews, on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what people are saying about him. Get you approved in half the time of the big banks. He works 7 days a week. He really has no life. He's always working. 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730, 561-441-2730, MLS 166254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Hey, hey, that's what people say. I can't hold on to a wife. All right, hey, good morning to everybody. We've Taylor Swift, 3 days. Listen to everybody talking about it. That's incredible, man. Must be one hell of a show, the reaction to everybody. And by the way, man, hold your horses if you're upset that we're not talking nonstop sports. It's okay. We're not going to ruin your day.
That song is dedicated to this dude, 127. There you go, my friend. Hang on. Yeah, that's right.
So we want everybody to shake it off and get ready for the next games.
Guy says, Joe... He goes, Joe is obsessed because his wife and daughters went. No one else listening cares. I care. My wife went. By the way, thank you.
God, I'm sorry. I talk about myself so much.
You do.
Just everything's about me and my family.
It's that big-ass ego.
Everything's about my wife and my children. Damn it.
I heard the show was fantastic, though. Good job. Listen.
Yeah. Hey.
Got all the merch, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Love to see that money. That girl.
You think she does okay?
You think? She's going to be worth $2 billion friggin' dollars at the end of this year, probably. Anyway, we do have a lot of stuff going on, and the Canes, congratulations, man. 52-45. We're going to have Mario Cristobal on. We had him on early this morning for a long time. We'll have it at the end of the show. Try to hit him with a little bit of everything. And so if you missed it, and the Cam Ward Show is as good as there is in football. Now listen, I know I'm here in South Florida, and Cam Ward is with the Miami Hurricanes. That running back at Boise State ain't taking a back seat either. That is one. Have you seen the highlights of him yet, Woody? You seen the kid at Boise State? Whew, man, he is something. So you've got that, and then you got some of your other. I don't know who else is in the Heisman. Everybody's got their favorite Heisman guy, and you know there's still a lot of football left. It's also going to see how you play as the games get bigger and bigger, and everything else. And so the Canes will be home the next 2 weeks. Florida State, and you know who's after Florida State? Interesting little game, tied to South Florida. Manny Diaz has got Duke playing great football.
You stop.
Duke's lost one game. They've lost one game. So they beat Florida State by what, a touchdown, Woody? Was it 23-16 or something like that?
It was. It was 23-16. This is funny, by the way. Duke, you have any idea how many yards they had in the game? Someone had to point this out to me because I don't watch Florida State football, but
Okay, you got your shot, did you?
It wasn't meant to be a shot.
Wait till you spend some money there. You'll like him more.
I watched the Dolphins. But any idea how many yards Duke had in the game?
200.
180 total yards. And
how the hell did they win with 180 yards?
Because Florida State turned the ball over four times and Duke did not turn the ball over.
That stat.
That's usually a recipe for disaster.
Boy, by the way, that stat never lies. There'll be 100 years from now, somebody will be sitting here and they're going, man, that stat still doesn't lie after all these years.
Gotta
turn it over. Oh, boy. Yeah. You can't. By the way, ask the 49ers. Purdy turned it over. What, he had three interceptions yesterday? He had a bad game. And
He did. He looked rough out there. There, by the way, Brandon Ayuk is, he like tore up his knee. So he's out. Deebo Samuel was like sick or something. Juwan Jennings didn't play, so they had like no one to throw to. And yeah. Brock Purdy is, he's not Mahomes. I don't know where you put him in the grand scheme here, but he's not.
How does I want somebody a lot smarter than I am to explain to me. I see Mahomes has now thrown six touchdowns and eight interceptions. I think that's right.
Yeah, he does have a bunch of picks.
So he's got six touchdowns, eight interceptions, yeah. And his team has not lost a game.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only undefeated team left now that Minnesota went down to Detroit. Please explain that to me. Quarterback?
I mean, I would, but I don't want you to go nuts this morning.
He's got nobody to throw to. We all agree. All the guys are hurt. He literally, who's next, coach? Who are you going to throw out here with me? I saw the backup tight end was a big part of it. He had a nice game.
Yeah, Noah Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they tend to get a lot of good bounces, Joe. Let's put it that way. I mean, a lot of people would say the officials. I don't do that, but.
So you're saying Minnesota's undefeated because the officials just give them every call?
No, not Minnesota. Minnesota lost anyway. You talking about Kansas City?
Kansas City. I'm sorry.
No, I just
tell
think,
you, I'm
I
out
just
of
think,
sleep.
Yeah, I just think a lot of things tend to go their way, man.
Chiefs remain undefeated
despite
lackluster offense.
Well, how do you explain that?
They got really good defense.
They do.
That defense, when it's all said and done, will be right there at the top. And you'll go, who are those guys on that defense? Who's Chris Jones playing with over there? Who's he playing with? Unbelievable. One team undefeated.
Someone just sent in a text. Someone said, next, ask how Shula would feel about Taylor Swift. Because we're always asking you that, right? How Shula would feel about
the
new soft Dolphins.
Yeah, you have no idea how many times. That, by the way, whoever sent that in, that was beautiful because that
you
pops
get asked
up.
That on the road?
No. So we're having dinner, and we're doing it. Like, can you imagine Shula, like, talking about guys warming up and, you know, kind of hot-dogging it around warm-ups, and, you know, that guy comes out, and he's, like, watching this, and like it's a different world, man.
Bo had like an old man meltdown on Thursday when he was here.
He did.
Though. Like you kept him till the end, and he had an old man meltdown. I don't know how he got started on those things the baseball players are wearing, those like sliding pad protector things. He got going on that, and he just derailed from there about everything that bothers him that's like soft. And then, go figure, I turned you guys on yesterday, and Bo's ranting about the helmet thing that he was talking about on Thursday.
Achan just had a concussion coming off. By the way, had a really good game too. So he put it on. He's got it. Well, we'll see we'll see what Tua he'll be meeting with everybody. So we're gonna know today, right? We should know. Mike McDaniel has his press conference on Monday, and we should know if Tua. And by the way, if Mike says, we don't know yet, but he's going to practice this week. He's playing, okay? We're going to read between the lines.
Well, why not just do it today and be done with it?
So would you rather have Tua coming back and practicing for a few days or Tim Boyle?
I would want Tim Boyle out there again.
Skylar Thompson,
another practice squad guy.
Skylar Thompson apparently still got sore ribs.
I would find another practice squad guy before I let that guy play again. He's awful. What he did at the end of that game is like just so inexcusable. I still think he thought it was third down.
You don't care what he says?
I'm sticking with that.
All right.
Well, don't you?
I'm giving him the benefit of the credit that you know if you're a quarterback and you're a 30-year-old quarterback and been around this league.
Then why would he throw it 10 yards out of bounds?
I don't know.
And short of the goal line? Like, what is he doing?
I have no idea why you're not throwing that somewhere and you don't have a play with
in the end zone, maybe
dividing it up to a bunch of guys in the end zone where you can go and have a chance and find a guy that you think's got a chance to catch it.
I saw something crazy yesterday, by the way, and I can't remember which game it was, but there was a team that spiked the ball with 5 seconds on the clock. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. They ran up so quickly with 5 seconds left and the guy went down and they actually spiked it in time. And then they got an illegal formation penalty, but they still were allowed to run another play. Because if you get an illegal formation on a spike, like I guess you're still allowed to run a play or something. There's no runoff. They explain all these rules. I think they make them up as they go for the most part. They were trying to explain it.
Nothing worse than being up there and you see something happen. And the two guys look at each other going, you want to try to figure this one out, or are you just going to wait for the official and have silence here? Hey, I want to talk to you about the main man. Oh, Anthony Caliendo. Boy, this guy is special. Been talking about him for a while. I've known Anthony Caliendo for a long time. He is the main man of South Florida at the Business Broker Experts, is the number one business broker in the state of Florida. Why would you want to hire anybody else? So how do you know if it's time to sell your business? Because, see, the main man has lots of buyers looking to buy companies like yours. So you got to make that decision. When is the right time? Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of employees? Are you just tired of being tired? If you answered yes to any of these questions, especially when you go home at night going, I've had enough. I can't take any more of this. Maybe it's time to sell your business. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo so he can flip your biz and cash out big. Hey, let's get the whole process started this way. Most people, no matter what size company you own, you have no idea what it's worth, right? You really don't. Well, listen, this is one of the things that Anthony Caliendo does, man. He'll sit down with you. He offers you a free, no-obligation business valuation. Call him and find out today. It's worth $2,500 just to see what he can do. It won't cost you a dime. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com. He's been doing this for more than 25 years. Nothing's too big. Nothing's too small. He brings people together, helps get the thing set up for you, and finds the perfect marriage for you to sell to somebody that's as passionate about your company as you've been, ready to take it over. They're not easy to do, but the main man, Anthony Caliendo, this guy got a special ability to get it done and get it done quickly for you. He's the number one business broker in the state of Florida. His name is Anthony Caliendo. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to him today.